There are many popular outdoor leisure activities in China, such as bike riding, basketball, and fishing. However, by far the most popular outdoor leisure activity in China is hiking. I think there are many reasons for this. For one, hiking is available to everyone. It does not require any special equipment or specific training. Therefore, people of all ages and abilities can enjoy hiking as an outdoor leisure activity. Furthermore, there are so many beautiful and scenic places to walk in China. Therefore, hiking is not only a fun form of exercise, but also allows you to marvel at the beauty of China. So hiking is the most popular outdoor activity in China. I do not think there is a huge difference between the outdoor activities that young people do now and those that people did in the past. For the most part, popular outdoor activities are things that people have enjoyed for decades, if not hundreds of years. Bike riding, hiking, fishing, hunting, swimming, and playing sports like golf are all things people have enjoyed for ages. The only significant difference is the rise of technology in many outdoor leisure activities. For example, where people used to enjoy flying kites in the past, it is now far more common for people to go out and fly personal toy drones. But for the most part, I do not think there are a lot of differences. Outdoor activities play a huge role in the development of children. Outdoor activities help children develop skills in physical fitness, mental well-being, and social skills. Most outdoor activities involve some form of exercise or another. Therefore, children are able to improve their physical fitness, their reflexes, and their motor control through many different outdoor leisure activities. It is also important that children engage in relaxing activities that improve their mental well-being and provide opportunities to socialize. So, these leisure activities help children develop very important skills for looking after themselves when they are older. So, I think outdoor activities play a very important role in helping children develop. Leisure is important to people of all ages because stress can have detrimental health impacts on all people, regardless of age, gender, or background. Stress is a very serious health risk in the modern world. It is responsible for all kinds of health problems, from heart failure to strokes. Therefore, it is important that people of all ages engage in leisure, so they have the opportunity to rest and relax. Even very young people can develop health problems later in life if they do not relax properly when they are young. Therefore, for the sake of people's general health, it is important for people of all ages to engage in leisure activities. Personally, I think that women today have less time for leisure than men. My reasons for believing this are that, in the modern world, most women are required to work a full-time job if they want to support themselves and a family. However, it is also often the responsibility of the woman to look after the children and raise the family. For these reasons, women have very little free time in their lives. Without any free time, it is impossible for women to engage in leisure activities. This is upsetting, because it is very important women are able to rest and relax, especially with all the responsibility that is placed on them. Therefore, I think women today have less time for leisure than men. I think technology may impact on leisure time in the future by alleviating the workload that humankind must endure and providing us with more leisure time. All around the world, scientists and engineers are working on technology to automate labor and eliminate jobs in society. If labor in the world becomes more automated and performed by machines, then there will be far more time for people to rest and relax. Moreover, improvements to technologies such as trains and planes will cut commute times and provide even more free time to humanity. Therefore, I believe technology will have a positive impact on leisure time in the future.